launch to planet Jove. Please enter the pod and fasten the brain safety belt. This planet is intended for mature humans only. If you are the sapien type that gets offended easily, please exit the pod immediately. Enjoy your visit on planet Jove pod. Launching now.
Hello, hello, Earthlings. Welcome to Planet Joe Pod. Here we are, podcast number 2. All right. So how you doing? Thank you for showing up and landing on this planet again. Appreciate that. So, pod number 2. Anyways, how have you been? I've been all right. It's been a week since the last podcast. And I'm a week after my birthday. So far we're steady and we're on time with the schedule. So I'm doing all right. I was a bit busy in the last week. I'm volunteering to NCSF, that is the National Coalition for Sexual Freedom, ncsf.org, if you want to check it out. I'm doing some graphic design for them, and that kind of kept me busy last week. If you don't know who they are, National Coalition for Sexual Freedom, I'm going to read from About Us page. It was formed in 1997 by a small group led by Susan Wright. The goal was to fight for sexual freedom and privacy rights for all adults who engage in safe, sane, and consensual behavior. There's a whole bunch in the About Us. Check it out if you're into positive sexuality and sexual freedom. Check out ncsffreedom.org. Okay, so yeah, that kept me busy doing the graphics for them. And I've been working on the side, collecting some stuff on what to talk about in this podcast with you. So if you heard my podcast last week, you're familiar with the warning that this podcast is for mature humans only, mature earthlings, and the topics that we'll be discussing might offend some of you. And the ones that don't get offended easily or are open-minded to hearing the opposite of what they believe, or not the opposite, but just different, something different from what they believe. My point of view on many things are different, if you will, and I'm brutally honest. I do speak my mind and what I believe in, mostly facts. But honestly comes with a price. So the might be lots of disagreements. I might come across offensive. So try to bear with me. And if you feel at home on this planet, then welcome with my beliefs. I keep saying beliefs, but it's not really beliefs. It's a point of view on things in life, which I tend to rely on facts. So I don't know if it's really, you can call those beliefs. Anyways, if you did listen to the podcast debut, PJP, last week, I'm learning as I'm going. So the biggest mistake that I did on that podcast is I kept saying the timeline, like we're an hour in, an hour and five, an hour and 20. I didn't take under consideration that I will be editing a whole bunch of oohs and ahs and ums and pauses. So the timeline that I was talking about was way off. So I've learned my first lesson, podcasting. Do not mention timeline. Anyways, let's get on to it. So, hoping you're doing all right since last week. Thank you for joining again and landing on this planet. If you remember, I mentioned the mess of YouTube with all the shit they're doing to the YouTube creators. So I kind of want to talk about it a little more. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I briefly mentioned that I started a YouTube channel and I was gung-ho about it. Had plans of, you know, uploading videos and growing with the channel. But I started seeing all the mess that's happening against YouTube creators. It seems like YouTube's going downhill. It's fucking up its creators, the people that actually make YouTube. I said this before, I'll say it again. YouTube is the advertisers' bitches. Whatever the advertisers say, they do, basically. And they don't care about their creators. And now they're shifting towards corporations. So whoever pays the big bucks, those are the ones that are promoted more and pushed with the algorithms. Anyways, I did a couple of audio snippets for you from YouTube. And the first one is called Why Everyone is Leaving YouTube. This one's by Eric Dubay. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Eric Dubay. It's about a 5-minute video. Listen to it. And it's a collection of all the heavyweights of YouTube. YouTube creators with millions of subscribers who complain. And in this 5 minutes, Eric Dubay, whoever, I don't know who that person is, but did a great video and he just chopped up and edited all the complaints of all the YouTube creators. Let's go ahead and listen to it. It's 5 minutes.
Let's talk about the dark side of YouTube. Why do a lot of YouTubers actually hate YouTube?
It's really easy to get mad at YouTube at this point, right? Look at all this stuff that's happening on the platform.
YouTube is on a massive decline.
The community is more unhappy with YouTube than ever.
YouTube is very broken.
YouTube is just fundamentally fucking broken.
YouTube is being fucking shitty.
The system is flawed.
Hey, YouTube, what the fuck?
It's just ridiculous. It just really is. YouTube, this is just ridiculous.
It has not been this bad ever, I don't think.
I think it's at its lowest point that it's ever been.
YouTube is just constantly screwing us over every single time we upload a video.
YouTube just likes to fuck you right up the ass all the goddamn time.
What were your gripes with YouTube? You want to talk about that?
Yeah, I'm so mad.
The community is unhappy with YouTube.
YouTube has a YouTube problem.
I'm done with this shit. I'm done with the YouTube's format. I'm done with this YouTube shit that I've had to deal with.
I want nothing to do with this platform. I'm disgusted. I never want to want another cent from Google.
The state of YouTube is anti-creator.
As the creator, that's incredibly frustrating.
It's frustrating.
I hope this is communicating to you that I'm very frustrated.
My biggest frustrations currently lie with YouTube.
It just feels like YouTube isn't willing to work with creators.
I feel like there's no appreciation from YouTube for its creators.
YouTube doesn't do enough to support their community.
It's so disconnected with the community and its creators.
Yeah, it just feels like YouTube don't want to comment on the issue. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to even acknowledge it.
YouTube just seems like they're not even trying.
I don't think that they're doing enough for the community.
They don't give up. That's fine. They don't care.
I genuinely don't feel YouTube does enough to take care of and look after their community.
Now, of course, YouTube is probably going to publish some clarifying statement saying, we at YouTube would like to assure our community that we remain committed to our content creators, blah, 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 blah.
One of the biggest things we're doing is working on how to support creators.
The responses to things like this seem like bullshit. They seem not true. People are tired of this.
The final tweet I want to share with you from YouTube boils my blood more than any of the others.
Our goal has just been to have creators who represent a diverse set of views.
You claim to be about free speech and against censorship, except you're not.
YouTube has been going through this transitional period where they've Disney-fied the entire platform.
They clearly have an agenda, and any anti-PC, any anti-social justice warrior channel that doesn't fit their narrative is going to lose everything.
YouTube doesn't want anything but PC content on their platform.
You're talking about being your authentic self anymore. You literally can't be that on YouTube anymore.
If I change my channel to abide by what YouTube thinks is fit, I lose the essence of what is me.
Why even call it YouTube anymore? There's nothing you about it.
There's no soul left. There's no backbone left.
Our vision is to be the platform for millions of channels.
Yeah.
And make sure those channels are very, they can cover anything.
And speaking of YouTube censorship,
at the moment we are seeing censorship on YouTube.
There is a huge, huge problem with YouTube censoring policies.
YouTube's been doing a thing where they've been hyping, demonetizing, age-gating, and removing our content.
It turns out that YouTube has blocked the channel.
I know from the last two videos about this topic I've uploaded, if I upload it to my YouTube channel, it will just get suppressed.
I post a video and it gets blocked.
YouTube is actively suppressing and banning legitimate flat earth content.
YouTube hides and restricts outreach.
Channels are being throttled. Users are being unsubscribed repeatedly without their knowledge from channels they subscribe to.
Users continue commenting that my channel has disappeared from their subscription list.
Not only was my most recent video demonetized, but many people were complaining that it never showed up for them to begin with.
YouTube said to us that demonetized videos do not result in minimized views, which is a total lie. Here's a video of ours that got demonetized. It was getting 2,800 views a minute. The second it got demonetized, it started to reduce right down to 70%. We lost 70% of those viewers as soon as it was demonetized.
YouTube suppresses the ability to search for that video. It gets pushed down lower and lower in search results, and your viewership just plummets whenever something gets demonetized.
This has been happening for a long time, and we're afraid to say it because we know what YouTube can do, what they can do, and what they have done to us in the past.
We are seeing the line pushed further and further every day.
A bunch of my videos have been demonetized.
Every single video I have ever uploaded has been demonetized.
They demonetized my entire back catalog.
When I post a video, even when it's uploading sometimes, it gets demonetized. Even if I haven't added any tags or any information at all, they're like, nah, this channel, probably not gonna like it.
Even if my videos are totally clean, no swearing, no graphic content, a lot of the time, my video will still be demonetized for no reason.
Man, I really feel bad for these creators because these are people that worked for years to build up their channel, to create videos. It's hard work. I can say that from experience. It is time consuming, takes so much dedication and work. And then just to lose that after, you know, working for something for so many years. YouTube basically are assholes. They're selling out to big corporations. And I'm really hoping that they will flip over and regret what they've done, what they are doing now, but and hopefully regret what they've been doing. Yeah, I hope that the day comes that YouTube will go downhill and will learn their lesson. So from, you know, I've been researching, like, what's the alternative to YouTube, and I've come across Libry, which is LBRY. If you want to check it out, go to lbry.com. It's basically like YouTube, but for now it's only a desktop application, which means you need to download it, but it is a blockchain application, which means it's super secure and super private, and it's designed kind of like YouTube, where you can upload videos and have your own channel. It's in beta mode right now, so it's still in diapers, but I'm hoping it'll pick up. There's lbry.org. You can check that out as well. Look into it. If you are thinking of starting a YouTube channel, I highly recommending stay away from it. It's not worth investing so much of your time and hard work. Basically, you're in their control and they don't give a shit about you, which is sad. Anyways, let's hear another one real quick. I don't even know who that person is, but in the last few days, I was researching YouTube videos about creators complaining about this whole mess. And I don't know, that's one of the videos that I found. Title of the video is, "You Won't Believe How YouTube is Screwing Its Creators." It's by We Are Change. That's the name of the channel. It's about a minute long. It'll give you another perspective.
Welcome back, beautiful and amazing human beings. And just a few days ago, without any warning, without notification, without even being given a reason why, I woke up to the fact that YouTube contacted and terminated a business contract that I had with a third party. Welcome to the new YouTube blacklist that I am officially on, and the new form of censorship that just affected me, and soon will affect a lot of others in the community. Which is why I think our channel has been suppressed so much lately, with massive demonetization, which of course directly suppresses our viewership and the people who are subscribed to us, since YouTube even publicly admitted that it decides who sees your videos and who does not, ultimately deciding what is popular and what is seen. Even though we have zero copyright strikes and zero community guideline strikes, with our organic reach going up, our viewership has dramatically declined in the last few weeks. And it sucks, because I pretty much invested everything into this independent news channel on YouTube.
Really sucks. I don't know. It breaks my heart when I hear people invested so much. And then it's basically like you're building your own business, or you think it's your own business, because that's what many creators believed for so long, or felt like they were in control of their content. And then, you know, after years of hard work, YouTube flips over on you and sells you out. Disgusting. That's what it is. Anyways, let's hear one more clip of my hero, my favorite podcaster and my inspiration, Joe Rogan. This one is from podcast number 1316. This is a podcast with Abby Martin and Joe. So this is a 3-minute clip of Joe talking about social media, YouTube, and whatnot. Let's take a listen. It's a 3-minute clip.
Well, it's also weird, like, how they determine what is trending.
Right.
You know, because it's not real. Like,
right,
what
right,
is trending
right.
is not really what is trending. Like, Alex Jones freaked out. He's like, they're keep, because the video had got millions and millions of hits. Like, they're censoring us from trending. I'm like, dude, I got news for you. I've never trended. Ever.
Really?
Zero.
Oh, you know that's fake, then.
That's where it's fake.
Yeah, right.
Zero times. A channel
that's
is
ridiculous.
How many,
but shouldn't they be building your channel up?
No. Some people like it. Some people over there like it. I think it's too fucked up. You know,
yeah.
I think it's like they don't know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's not, it's not, you can't put it in a clear box. And there's too many comedians on, and there's too much weed, and people get drunk, and they, you know, they talk
right.
crazy shit, and it's uncensored. I just think, it's a very complex thing, this sort of.
But you know it's happening. There's, you know, you
well,
know
someone
that.
Has made a choice to never have it trend.
Yeah.
It's trended zero times. How many views have we had total?
You're like talking about that one report the guy did? That said,
no,
there were zero times.
Yeah, well,
we have trended, but it's been like a very few amount of times, like over 5 years. That report was like over a 1-year period.
But we haven't trended in years.
The main channel hasn't. Our clips channel pops up there every so often.
Our clips channel, that's not.
Yeah.
It's a weird
other people's clips channel.
I wouldn't
no, it's
use
ours
that
now.
Trending page.
We have only, the only one that's up now is ours.
That trending page isn't a good gauge to mark stuff. I don't like,
well,
it's not like this
yeah.
is the news of the day kind of page.
But it does help people like see people that are trendy.
Yeah, my
people
friend,
to look at.
I know that he's your friend too, Peter Joseph, who's been on
yeah.
this show before. His, you know, Zeitgeist and the Zeitgeist Trilogy was like one of the most popular videos online, and that was totally fucking censored.
Yeah.
100%.
Well,
you can barely find that anymore.
This is the issue that people have with Facebook and Google and any of these gigantic online corporations that are deciding what is and isn't popular, and using algorithms to steer people in directions. You know, one of the more fascinating discussions that's happened over the past few years is this understanding that their algorithms favor people arguing
right.
about things. If, like, if you want to have a subject like, say, abortion, and you put up a you know, if you're a pro-choice or a pro-life person, you're going to get steered towards things you disagree with, so that you engage with them more, because that's where the
mm-hmm.
money is. The
mm-hmm.
money is in you being upset and engaging. I mean, that's where people really get into it. So the more you engage, the more profitable it is for Facebook, and the more they encourage that type of behavior. So their algorithm actually encourages
right.
pissing you off.
I don't know. My thoughts on social media overall is I think it's, there are positive things to it, but it's mostly negative, especially in the last few years. It feels like greed is taking over and all they care about is money and ads, selling ads. They don't care about the user, creators, and it's frustrating. And I'm a big freedom of speech advocate, even if it's someone that I strongly disagree with. I think they should be heard. They should have a platform. A good example is Alex Jones. I'm sure you know who Alex Jones is. Alex is a nutcase. He had InfoWars. Probably heard of that if you didn't follow or used to follow Alex. InfoWars, that was his big YouTube channel. Anyways, he was banned from all of social media. Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. He's an extreme conspiracy theorist. I think he's an extreme Republican. But yeah, even though I think I was totally against anything he said, not that I listened to him a lot, but I used to listen to Alex Jones here and there just to see like how wacky he is. You know what? For those of you who don't know who Alex is, let me play this clip. This is Alex Jones on Joe Rogan's podcast. Just play a few seconds of it, just so you can hear what kind of a nutcase this guy is. Here it is.
What are we gonna do, Alex? Alex, this is what
I'm gonna get you.
Can you give me 20 seconds
with an entire crew? Yes. You're in command. Yes.
No.
You are going to the edge of the flat Earth.
Totally. But it's not gonna be me. I'm gonna designate somebody. Yes. I'm too scared. So I'm gonna. Good we're move. Gonna do this. We're gonna do this.
We'll send Joe Rogan.
Yeah. No. We're gonna do this.
Joe,
I'm gonna send someone else.
You're gonna find the edge of the world. Yeah, big ice caps. Cats that are knocking things off.
I'm gonna film the drop off with my iPhone.
Yes.
Go pee, man. Go pee. Don't you have to go?
We're gonna send someone else. Alex, yeah, but we're gonna do
anymore.
This.
Hey,
you know what? We're gonna do this. I don't have to be the one that goes.
I don't have to be the one that goes. Pee in a minute. Let me tell you something right now.
Joe is cracking up.
I came here and I proved they're keeping babies alive and taking their organs.
How did you prove that? Jamie pulled some shit up on Google.
No, they admitted that.
That's YouTube.
They're normalizing it. No, the governor. Listen to me.
Do you really think? There's people out there campaigning for late-term abortions. You think that shit's real?
This is Eddie Bravo with him, by the way.
Monday to keep it legal.
Who would do that? Who would campaign for that's
they
the most
fucking did it,
that
Bravo.
Is the craziest
and
shit
you
ever.
You can't fucking admit they're fucking killing already born kids. So you're telling me it isn't real when they had a fucking vote in the goddamn fucking Senate.
That's a conspiracy theory.
I am ready to beat your
that's a conspiracy theory.
You think you're fucking tough? You're about to get it. Bullshit. They're killing already born babies. Stop fucking lying. God fucking damn it. I'm getting pissed now.
Don't get pissed. Go.
No, I mean, okay. You saw the dude. It's
he
going
didn't
just
see it.
Fucking
he
with really, you.
Just so you see. What I'm talking about.
Fucking Senate voted here's to kill babies.
Let me.
They're fucking bars.
He's a total nutcase. But if you haven't heard that podcast, that episode with Joe Rogan, I highly recommend it. It's interesting. But, yeah, as much as I'm, you know, against people like that, I'm still against them being banned from having their voice heard. Very much against it, you know, banning a person. As long as they don't preach hate and, you know, violence or encouraging others to impose violence on others, they shouldn't be banned for no reason. It doesn't matter what their opinions and beliefs are. And this is where I really appreciated smart people like Sam Harris, Dave Rubin, Joe Rogan too, of course, that as much as they basically are opponents of Alex Jones, like when it comes to opinions and beliefs, they were aggressively against him being banned from social media. Even though they're against his opinions, they were up in arms when he was banned. And I just love people that are so open and so for freedom of speech. And not only if it, you know, aligns with their values or their ideology, even if it's someone that has the opposite values. and opinions. We still believe that they should have the platform to share their voice. So yeah, I mean, with YouTube, that's what's happening lately. Like, people are getting demonetized and getting their channels deleted and banged up because they're not PC. And for someone like me, who's not PC on steroids, if you will, I'm far from politically correct. So it's the smartest thing to do is to back off of the idea of building my channel on YouTube. Hopefully that library application will take off. I already reserved the Planet Joe channel there. Who knows? Maybe I'll start uploading videos there, but I think it's too early. Not many videos there, and it's in beta mode, so it's pretty buggy and such. But I found a comfortable platform, and this is it right here, talking to you. This pod, PJP. So this is where I can talk about anything and everything without, being afraid of being demonetized and building something and hoping that it will get somewhere and take off and then have a company like YouTube eliminate it in one click. Fuck that. Fuck YouTube. I'm so angry with YouTube, and I feel lucky that I'm not, you know, in their shoes, and those creators that spent years building their business. Now they have, I don't know if nothing is the right thing, but their income is banged up pretty bad. So, like I mentioned before in my previous episode, the debut, I'm an atheist. I honestly think that religion is poison. It does more harm than it does good in this world. I'm not going to say that there aren't any positive sides to religion, but the negatives far outweigh the positives. So if you're a non-believer or an atheist, or if you're a religious person who's open to hearing facts, then you'll feel like right at home over here. So anyways, let's go back to a couple of audio snippets that I prepared for you. One of them is George Carlin, one of my all-time favorite comedians. And I think one of his greatest, well, most of his stand-up is against religion and God, but one of the greatest ones. I'm going to play a snippet for you. So enjoy. Let's do, I don't know, a minute or two.
Thank you. But, thank you very much. But I want you to know something. This is sincere. I want you to know, when it comes to believing in God, I really tried. I really, really tried. I tried to believe that there is a God who created each of us in his own image and likeness, loves us very much, and keeps a close eye on things. I really tried to believe that, but I got to tell you, the longer you live, the more you look around, the more you realize something is fucked up. Something is wrong here. War, disease, death, destruction, hunger, filth, poverty, torture, crime, corruption, and the ice capades. Something is definitely wrong. This is not good work. If this is the best God can do, I am not impressed. Results like these do not belong on the resume of a supreme being. This is the kind of shit you'd expect from an office temp with a bad attitude. And just between you and me, in any decently run universe, this guy would have been out on his all-powerful ass a long time ago. And by the way, I say this guy because I firmly believe, looking at these results, that if there is a God, it has to be a man. No woman could or would ever fuck things up like this.
Ain't that the truth?
If there is a God, if there is, I think most reasonable people might agree that he's at least incompetent and maybe, just maybe, doesn't give a shit. Doesn't give a shit, which I admire in a person and which would explain a lot of these bad results. So rather than be just another mindless religious robot, mindlessly and aimlessly and blindly believing that all of this is in the hands of some spooky, incompetent father figure who doesn't give a shit, I decided to look around for something else to worship, something I could really count on. And immediately, I thought of the sun. Happened like that. Overnight, I became a sun worshiper.
Well, yeah, so over here, he's just talking about worshiping the sun and whatnot. But Look it up if you want to see the whole stand up. Search for George Carlin on religion and God on YouTube, and you'll find it. There's tons of them. Tons of them. If you're not familiar with George Carlin, I highly recommend checking him out. Passed away, unfortunately. One of my biggest regrets is when I lived in Vegas, he was a resident comedian at the Orleans Casino, which was like 5 minutes from my house. He was there a couple of years before he passed. And for those 2 years, every time, like, yeah, one of them days, I'm going to go and see him. But never did, and I missed out. So, yeah, brilliant comedian. Brilliant. So, yeah, religion. I did mention before in my previous podcast that I actually was religious at some point in my life when I was fairly young. And, you know, if you think it's, especially if you're a believer at some point, if you think it's easy to become an atheist, it's not. It's basically, it's like coming out of a cult, you know, when people do come out of a cult, they need to go through a lot of therapy and a long time of readjusting and realigning the neurons and the brainwashing. So the transition for me wasn't in one day, and I'm sure for most atheists who were believers before, didn't happen in one day. It does take time, and even though after you know the truth and your eyes open, it's still kind of hard to let go because you've been programmed otherwise. So yeah, for me, it was back and forth. You know, a couple of times I felt like I'm turning my back to God or whatnot, and went back to synagogue and blah, blah, blah. And then at some point, I think I became an agnostic, which agnostic, if you don't know, it's, I hope I'm not going to destroy the definition, but agnostic is a person who believes in a higher being, but not a God per se. I was there for a little while. Curiosity, that's what drove me most of my life, and I think that's what drove me out of fairy tales of God and intelligent design and whatnot after seeing what's happening around me. And that's one of the things that kind of, I remember at first, annoyed me with religion is that if you look only at your very close circle, it's easier to believe, you know. If God helped me find a parking lot or get a job or get an acting role, it's great. But if you do zoom out and you start looking around your town, your community, your country, planet Earth, then you're starting to see something's not right. Like George Collins said, something's fucked up. You know, there's no intelligent design or a higher being taking care of this shit because it's a fucking mess. And more and more, I started, you know, paying attention to the mess that's happening around children getting cancer, especially with children, birth defects, tons of shit. But you know what? I saved another audio snippet for you this time. It's Neil deGrasse Tyson. This video is also 5 minutes. It's called Intelligent Design is Stupid. And Neil knows much better how to describe what I'm talking about. In these 5 minutes, Neil talks about most of the things that I just mentioned, but Neil knows how to describe it much better. Here it is, Neil deGrasse Tyson. Intelligent Design is Stupid.
I want to do just a fast tirade on stupid design, and this will be fast. Look at all the things that just want to kill us, okay? Most planet orbits are unstable, star formation is completely inefficient. Most places in the universe will kill life instantly. The people that say, oh, the forces of nature are just right for life. Excuse me. Just look at the volume of the universe where you can't live. You will die instantly. That's not what I call the Garden of Eden, all right? Galaxy orbits, we orbit once every couple hundred million years. You're bound to come close to a supernova that will wipe out your ozone layer and kill everybody on the surface who doesn't otherwise have dark skin, because your high energy rays will give you skin cancer. We're on a collision course with the Andromeda Galaxy. Gone is this beautiful spiral that we have. And, of course, we're on a one-way expanding universe as we wind down to oblivion, as the temperature of the universe asymptotically approaches absolute zero. That's the universe. Then Earth, volcanoes, tsunamis just killed, you know, I think that number's higher, up 200,000 people, floods, tornadoes. None of this is any sign that there's a benevolent anything out there. And this 90% is, should be 99%, as was earlier noted. That's a, of all life that has ever lived is now extinct. Inner solar system is a shooting gallery. Comets, asteroids, duck. And look how long it took to make multicellular life. Not from the beginning of the Earth. Life happened quickly, but not multicellular life. You needed your cyanobacteria to sort of crank on the oxygen, get the oxygen budget going. Then you could have sort of, that's sort of rocket fuel for multicellular creatures. But that took 3.5 billion years. That's hardly an efficient plan with us in mind. And in human beings, this is like the most tragic of them. I don't even include here the expression of free will where people want to kill each other. I'm talking about nature killing us without the help of human beings. Aggressive childhood leukemia, hemophilia, all of this. And we so much praise about the human eye, but anyone who's seen the full breadth of the electromagnetic spectrum will recognize how blind we are. Okay? And part of that blindness means we can't see, we can't detect magnetic fields, ionizing radiation, radon. We are like sitting ducks for ionizing radiation. We have to eat constantly because we're warm-blooded. Crocodile eat a chicken a month, it's fine. Okay? So we're always looking for food. These gases at the bottom, you can't smell them, taste them, you breathe them in, you're dead. Okay? So, I'm almost done. I'm sorry, I'm taking up your time here. So, and with the birth defects, most are unknown. Look at this. Others, it's like abuse and infection and stuff that human beings have something to do with. Here's, we have no idea. Oops, I pushed a button by accident, sorry. No idea. And, you know, and birth defects are tragic. They're tragic, particularly if they happen to the family afflicted by it. And you just look at images of these aborted feces because fetuses because of the, and most of these are stillborn. Others are born, you know, born with a heart outside the body, and so this is all simply stupid design. And the problem is, if you look for what is intelligent, and yeah, you can find some things that are just really beautiful and really, hey, that's a clever, you know, the ball socket of the shoulder, and a lot of things you can point to, but then you stop looking at all the things that confound that revelation, and so. So if I came upon a frozen waterfall and it just struck me for all its beauty, I would then turn over the rock and try to find a millipede, okay? Or some kind of deadly newt, and then put that in context and realize, of course, the universe is not here for us, for any singular purpose. My favorite of all is, of course, you eat, breathe, eat, and drink through the same hole in your body, guaranteeing that some percent of us will choke to death every year, okay? Imagine if you had a separate hole for breathing and eating and talking. That would be just really cool, right? You could drink, breathe, and just talk, and you would never choke, all right? And it's not a hard request. Dolphins breathe and eat through different holes in their body. And that's a mammal. So I'm not asking, I'm not, you know, this is like Santa Claus could bring this one. And this one, of course, my favorite of all, like, what's this going on between our legs, right? As you've heard, like, it's, we have, you heard it, it's like an entertainment complex in the middle of a sewage system. No engineer would design that at all.
It's a great way of saying an entertainment complex next to the sewage system in the human body. But it's true, which kind of reminds me, one of the first things that my friction with religion was how misogynistic religion is. And that's all religions. If there's one thing that all religions have in common, it's the misogyny. It's the suppression of women. Women can't be on a pedestal, figuratively and literally, in any religion. Yeah, and I felt love for the female sapiens pre-puberty, before I even hit puberty. I remember, this is funny, one time my mom told me that she thought that I was gay when I was young, when I was a child, because I used to hang out with girls mostly, more than I did with boys. But yeah, I don't know where it came from, I guess nature, if you want to call it, but my love for women was from as long as I remember myself. There is in the Torah, the Hebrew Bible, there's a saying that I felt very uncomfortable with. It's blessed thee that did not make me a woman. I don't know if I that's the quick translation from Hebrew. But I really felt uncomfortable with that every time I read that. Bless God for not making me a woman. Could it be more misogynistic than that? And from an early age, I felt that women are a much more complex creatures than men are. So yeah, that's that was the beginning of me starting to question religion. And then every time, you know, we went to synagogue, the men and women are separated, which, okay, but why are the women always in the back and the men are up front, and you have a rabbi on the pedestal? And that's when I started questioning. I'm like, that doesn't look right. If it was the opposite, who knows, maybe I would still be religious. If men would be sitting in the back and women would be running the show, the world would have been a better place, I think. Actually, there is, I forgot what country it is, that it's mostly run by women. When it comes to government, I think like 80% of the government officials are female. Is it Switzerland? Netherlands? No, Switzerland. I can't remember. I'm going to look it up. But yeah, there are plenty of videos on YouTube about that. And that country is one of the most successful countries in the world when it comes to economy and health benefits, etc., education, all that. Yeah. But yeah, sometimes I feel that, you know, the male sapiens were still in monkey form when it comes to mentality and behavior. The monkey genes control us. Our sexual organs lead us. And women are much more calculated, nurturing. I don't know, prepare something that goes into depth about that. But that's women. And that's why I... And that's another reason why I never get why pussy, when people call someone pussy, it means it's a sign of weakness. Where pussy is one of the strongest things in the universe, especially if you compare it to a penis. I mean, a penis can break. If a woman rides you the wrong way or too rough, your dick breaks. I don't know if you heard that before, but it's a fact that it does happen. Pussy not only gives life the way it stretches and everything about it, its strength and power and beauty. I can't get, you know, when I think about it sometimes, like, why pussy is considered weak? It should be the opposite. Like, dude, you're such a pussy, man. You fucking did it. But, yeah. What else, my peeps? I gotta tell you, you know what? I got a confession. This past week, the past few days, I've been stressing out like a mofo, going meeting with my attorney, preparing for a trial with my son's mother, because I want to get the fuck out of here. So I need to go to trial for that. And besides that, she drives me nuts. She drives me crazy, and the kid. So it was a pretty stressful week, which today I kind of thought, like, I'm not gonna do the podcast. I'm stressed out. I'm not feeling it. But I was like, that's not gonna be an option, because I want to show up once a week, every week, even if I don't have much to say. Some podcasts might be shorter, but I'll still be here meeting with you. So I don't know if you can tell. Most of you don't know me yet. It's only my second podcast, but not only because it's my second podcast, so the fluidity is the greatest, but also I feel that life stress is coming across this microphone. Anyways, that's what it is. I have a list of other things that I wanted to talk about, but I think I'm going to wrap it up. We'll meet next week, and I'll talk about mostly politics, getting close to elections, and a little more of sexuality. Also, July 20th, me and Adam booked the date, so stay tuned. July 20th, Adam's gonna be a guest here, and I'm looking forward to it. I think it's gonna be fun, not only to have my first guest, but have someone as interesting and fun and smart as Adam. But until then, my peeps, I think I'm gonna wrap it up. Brain fart. I'm not gonna say how long it is because there were many pauses and oohs and ahs that I'm going to edit out. So it is what it is. That's that, my peeps, for this episode. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for listening. Get back in the pod. I'm sending you back to planet Earth. Love ya. Peace out. See you next week.